A 2004 voter-approved law requires proof of citizenship to register. But the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in June Arizona had to accept registration forms designed by the Federal Election Assistance Commission, forms that do not require such proof. Bennett had previously ordered a workaround, a dual voter registration system, one for those who can prove citizenship and can vote on all races, and a second for those without such proof who could vote only in federal contests. But on Wednesday, the state argued the commission should be required to add a proof of citizenship provision.
Maintaining a bifurcated voter election system for a long-term ongoing basis is ludicrous. We didn't even want to do it at all to begin with.
In its June ruling, the Supreme Court did say Arizona can ask the commission to modify its forms. But the commission has no active members. And the panel's executive director said she lacks the power to do that herself, leading to Wednesday's request to order the commission to change the form.
We can't ignore the voters of Arizona who passed Prop 200 and said, you got to prove citizenship to vote in Arizona elections. And I don't think we can ignore the U.S. Supreme Court ruling until they reconsider it.
Bennett is suing jointly with Kansas counterpart Chris Kobach, whose state has a similar proof of citizenship law. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.